that was the whiskey. It was inspired by a night, a live show that we had done. We were playing a festival down in Florida called the 38 Songwriters Festival. And there were a lot of our artist friends in the room, and it was a big celebration because it was our lead singer's birthday. So it was like a real roadhouse bar. And we ended up, there was like, Jägermeister was a sponsor. They were bringing shots up to the stage, the Jägermeister girls. And it was just a little bit of a rage, let's just say. And it was just a big party. So after that show, our friend Lori McKenna, who's a singer-songwriter, she was so blown away by like the what she had seen, the visual of it all, that she's like, we've got to write a song about that night. And so we ended up writing this song that was the whiskey, loosely based on the events that took place that night in the Roadhouse Bar. And it's got a little bit of a southern, like a country foot stomp and feel. So with that, it did sort of push us in this other direction that, you know, a lot of people are saying it's a little more country than rock and roll, this one particular song, which is interesting because we've always sort of been in that, you know, country rock, you know, which are we more rock, more country, you know, we just have always towed the line. And with this single, I think it sort of pushes us a little further country.
When I heard the song, for some reason, the voice of George Jones, who recently passed away, kept coming into my mind. That would have been a great George Jones song. Who influences this country feel for the band?
I grew up listening. My dad was a big music lover, and he loved all genres. So I had a lot of Johnny Cash in my diet as a youngster. So I would listen to a lot of Johnny Cash, a lot of George Jones. I remember my dad, he went on a country music kick for a while, and so we had like Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson. So I listened to a lot of that stuff growing up. And I think for NeNe, too, she and I are the two primary songwriters. And then when we brought Lori McKenna into the fold, I mean, Lori's primarily a Nashville writer now. NeNe's got a real southern sensibility, country sensibility, too. She grew up in Miami. And so it was just something that we were sort of, when we get together, it always ends up being a little more country than rock and roll, the way we write.
And you've got an EP coming out as well.
We do indeed. It should be out later this summer. We're working on it in our home studio. We all live in the same town on Long Island, and our lead singer, NeNe's got the recording studio in her house. So it's working great because we can go in anytime we want, and it's working terribly because we can go in anytime we want. So it's taking longer than we wanted it to.
It's been 20 years. How has the band evolved both musically and personally over those years? That's a pretty long time for a band to stick together.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the fact that we are, you know, primarily based, we're sisters. So my sister and I form the band, so we're a family band. I think that we always try and bring that to every aspect of the business. So there has been an evolution throughout the years. There have been members who have left and but I think overall what works best for us is that, you know, we're a family band. We keep it that way. We live in the same town now with all the members. We're raising our families together. So there's a real sense of community within the band.
Does a family band, though, bring some other problems with it? I think of the Everlys, who had their falling out. You have the Kinks, the two Davies brothers. Some other brother bands and sister bands have had their problems. You bring that whole family dynamic to the creative process. Does that make it tougher?
You know, I think it depends on the year. There have probably been moments where we have been at odds. But, you know, I find as a rule it's the brother bands that have more trouble than the sister bands. Look at Heart. Look at the Bangles. They've got sisters, you know, the Petersons and the Wilsons. And Kathy and I actually get along really well. And we've always sort of worn our specific hats within the band. We have our roles. And, you know, it's always been an easy thing to work with my sister.
You'll be playing in Athens on the 13th of July. What can we expect to hear?
You can definitely expect to hear all the songs from the new EP, some of the stuff from 23 Red, and we do hope to be playing some things off of our From the Ground Up record, too. That was our Starbucks album from a few years back. And it should just be a really fun, upbeat, foot stomping time. That's what we're going for.
All we are memories on it. Postcard and song.
what's next for the band? If you're looking ahead, let's say, over the next few years,
yep.
do you just kind of take it as it comes, or do you are you the kind of people that sit down and actually plan things out?
Yeah, we do, you know, a little of both. We plan things out, and then we take it as it comes, you know what I mean? So there is a tour planned for September where we hope to be doing the East Coast and hopefully in some of the Midwest as well to promote the new EP. And we plan to keep writing, hopefully more with Lori McKenna, and just keep evolving.
Antigone Rising is a band that pretty much promoted itself through the first 20 years. You had a grassroots effort in the first 5-10 years to get your name out, to get your music out. Are you still doing that, or is it a bit easier now?
I would say we are still doing that, and it's a bit easier now. I'd say both. You know, we've never stopped doing it exactly the way we do it, but the fact that we did get that big shot in the arm, I guess, back in the mid-thousands, around 2005, from Starbucks and Atlantic Records, has been a great help for the band. But we still do it exactly the way we always did. We even did it that way when we were on Atlantic, still kept our grassroots, you know, vibe going and integrity, and did it all through the internet, word of mouth, as best we could.